Moline's city engineer says the noise of jackhammers in that part of the city will end in a couple of weeks when Cramer North America is finished tearing down the Iowa-bound 7th Avenue overpass. Kara Kirby lives two blocks from the intersection and says on the night of Monday, April 1st, the loud noise kept her up well past midnight.
I talked to someone that is on 22nd Street, so she's about two blocks closer. And she is actually not even staying in her apartment because of the noise. She cannot sleep at all.
Over the last 3 years, she and her neighbors got used to road construction noise during the day. Kirby understands the contractor is working on a very tight schedule, and she's grateful they're working so hard. But she also just wants to know how long she'll have to put up with the late night noise.
I'm sleeping with earplugs in, you know, for the time being. But yeah, if we had a time frame, I think it'd definitely help. But it's just the unknown. Is this going to be the new normal of not being able to sleep at night? You know, or is this going to be quick and over with?
Moline's nuisance ordinance requires loud construction noise to end by 9 p.m. But late last month, city engineer Scott Hinton says aldermen approved Cramer's request for a 3-week variance to work late into the night. That way, the demolition is not causing more traffic congestion during the day. Hinton says the city and project team are very grateful to Kirby and her neighbors for their patience and understanding. And Kirby says at least her daughter is a heavy sleeper. And please take note for full disclosure, I did not sacrifice a night's sleep to record truly authentic jackhammers in Moline for this story. I'm Michelle O'Neill.